This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Mem Vov. And we got up to the words Ein Kotz, a quarter of the way down from the top. Toni Tana Kameh de Reb Sheshes. Ha'akum ha'ovdim et ha'harim ve'et ha'givaod. So now what it turns out is this. The Akum worships a mechubar l'karka. We said in the Mishnah that those things do not become ne'esarim. Only the tzipui becomes ne'esar. So that means that the horim and the givaot themselves remain mutarim. Nonetheless, the ovdeim are besayif. The ones who worship it are still chayiv. And we saw that there was a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, actually two shinus in an early Rashi, about whether this is because the din that they're not nesar is a halacha in abed to abdun. It's only in the destruction issue. But they themselves have a shame avid as kirchovim. But it's a shame avid as kirchovim. That's not mechayiv, israno, netitza, and so on and so forth. But in avid as kirchovim, it is. The other approach is that it must be, it's not an avid as kirchovim, because where do we find there's two separate dinim? If it's an avid as kirchovim, then by definition, it's also. So then, but on the other hand, why would it be then that the Eivet should be Osir? So Rashi says, well, it's Gzeres HaKosev, that the intent per se to be Eivet under those circumstances, even though the object doesn't get a din of an Aveda Zara, since what you're doing is an act of Aveda Zara in your mind, Sibamela, that is Aveda Zara, by definition. Okay, would also be Nageya, the question of the Takrovis. Or would the Takrovis Akum, if it's not a din, in the Heft of Aveda Zara, you obviously can't be makriv to it, so then the Tikrivus doesn't become Osir either. Anyway, it continues the Gemara, but if you had planted something on the mountains, so you put in grains, Rahim, or your Rakot and the vegetables, so then the grain itself would be Osir, vegetables would be Osir, and of course the Ovdim would be Besayev. So over there, you could worship the vegetables. Basically, there are a lot of health maniacs that worship vegetables. If you worship the vegetables, even though the vegetables are currently mechubar l'karka, that wouldn't matter. They're not the same as the harim. Omar lei, so he said to him, Reb Sheshes said to the Tana, the Amar l'chamani, you better make sure that you know darn well whose shita this is, because it's certainly not going alibi de kuli alma. I'll tell you who you're going like. It must be like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said that an ilan that you planted, and then 50 years later somebody is oivet, it becomes osir. So your two, the vegetables, are going to be osir as an Aveda Zara, even though they weren't planted l'shem Aveda Zara. But the Rabbanan argued on that. They said it's only if you actually planted the Asherah, l'shem Aveda Zara, the same thing should be true of the vegetables. So, it's Rabbi Yoyis, Rabbi Yudah, Yomar Ilan, Shinata, Ol, B'sof, Avodah, Asur. Wait a minute. Why did he have to? Why couldn't he assume that the meaning of what the Tana was telling him was that they had planted the vegetables, L'shem Aveda? So it was the equivalent of a tree that had been planted, L'shem Asherah. How was he so sure that it wasn't referring to that? So, Lukma, Kishinat, O, Mitchila, Lekach. Why not say it's talking about where it was initially made for that? And then it could be going Aliba the Rabbonin. Would he have to say it's going only Aliba Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? No. Obviously not, because he put two things together in the Braita. One was the Harim, and the other one was the Yerakot. No. So obviously the Harim and the Yerakot have to be the same case, except for the fact that one of them is similar to the Asherah. No. So in other words, Ziktoni Dumi Dahar. Just like the har can't be referring to a case where somebody planted the har lechatchila almanas, but that's not what it means. Shalonato metchila lekach. So if I nami shalonato metchila lekach, nonetheless, it becomes nesar because of how we redirish the psukim with the extra posik of tegadeyun aliba Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Itma. Avnei har shenidaldalu. How about if there was a rock fall from a mountain so that some of the stones became dislodged? Now, those stones are not mechuber anymore to the karka, but they were part of a mountain. So what's the din? It's a machlokas between B'nai Reb Chiya and between Reb Yochanan. It's Reb Chiya's children. One of them, of course, was the famous Chizkiya ben Reb Chiya. So the other one was Reb Yehuda ben Reb Chiya. But we have to remember Chizkiya because we're going to bring a raya later on. So Reb Chiya and Reb Yochanan, B'nai Reb Chiya and Reb Yochanan argue. One of them says, we don't know who said what. One of them says it's Osir. One of them says it's Mutar. What are the Sfaras? My time in the Mandiyama Mutarot. Why, if the rocks are no longer connected, are they still Mutar? Because he says it's just like the Har. Well, what's the difference? The Har does not have to be Satya De Adam, right? And there's nobody was ever active in having created this Har. But what's the difference if it's Bechubar LaKarka or now it's loose stones? Fact is, this is a naturally occurring thing. Nobody was involved in its creation. You can't answer something in which no person ever had contact with. So there's Afani Embem Tvisi Deyada, and then Mutarim. So see, well, what kind of sfora is that? Mala Harshikin Mechuber? I mean, maybe the point of the mountain is that it's connected to the ground. No, no, that can't be. Because we know the same halok is true of a behima. That we learn out from the fact that the Torah asers a korban to the Beis HaMikdash that was Nevat, which was directly for the opening of Vayikra, Mina Beima. But that means to a hedyot, it's mutter. It's only also because it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So that means the same halacha that applies to a har applies to a behima. You're not going to say behima is mechuber. It must be the point that the behima is not a creation of Adam, and therefore Adam isn't shalit on it, and cannot turn it into a god. It's none of his darn business. So if that's the case, just like the behema is not mechuber l'karka, the logic behind this is not chibur l'karka. No, 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 no. Wait a minute. But the behema has another issue. I mean, the behema is a living being. Understand, there are two things that are completely out of the hands of a human being. He can't create life. So the behema is not his. And he can't create the planet. So whatever there was, it's not his, to be surely not. But, I mean, once it's no longer mechuber l'karka, so it's an item, no? So who's to say that you can't make an item in Avodah Zarah? Maybe there's two different issues here. So Mahalo Be'emishke Baal Chaim. No, but the mountain is not a Baal Chaim. So we have a classic Chazar Adin. We have now a common denominator. What's the common denominator, Chazar Adin? Lo rizek rizek, v'lo rizek rizek. Hatzad HaShaveh, Shaveh. Now, what's the commonality between these two things? She'en bem tvisat yidei Adam umutar. Commonality is that l'mayis, a person can't be shalit, either because it was a Baal Chaim, it obviously has nothing to do with it, or because it was a mountain, but not because it's currently mechuber. So therefore, koshem bem tvisat yidei Adam is mutar. Therefore, the same thing would be true of anything else. No, wait a minute, there's another Tzad HaShaveh. The Tzad HaShaveh is that both of these things are in a completely natural state. The Har is in its natural state, the way it was initially. The Behema is in its natural state. But maybe once it changed, so now it became dislodged, it's no longer its natural state. So it could be Mala Tzad HaShaveh Shebem Shkein Lo Nishtanu B'Briyatan. That's not a good riot. Okay, bring you another riot. A Behema Balat Mum, which now has changed from its natural state. Is anybody going to suggest that because it's Balas Mum, so now it gets a din of a Nevat for a Hedyot? That's ridiculous. Nobody would say such a thing. We'll be the moker of such a thing. So take a Behema, Balat Mum, which was Nishtane, and a Har, or the other way around. Take a Behema Tama, and an Elon, which has now become all dried out. So it's no longer in its natural state. Somebody says that is considered to be Osir. When it's a bechuber, it's an asherah. If it was a naturally occurring elan, no. So therefore, it's illogical that the common denominator between them is indeed not the fact that they're lo nishtana bebriyatan, but the common denominator is, as we said all along, ein but visat yedei adam. That's the point. Says the Gemara, what's this for the Mandi Asar? Mandi Asar says, you know what? It's a very nice limud. There's only one problem. The Torah doesn't allow nice limudim for Avodah Zarah. Because the Torah says, Shakit Shakzenu v'tayiv t'tavenu. And what that teaches you is that Afagav de'atibi dina le'tera lotatya. Don't make drushes to be matir. That's what Shakit Shakzenu means. Maybe the way of looking at it. So you have a mocha to asr it. Stick with the yisr. Asr remains asr. Now, you said we don't know who said what, but the stayim, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, the Shora, I can prove that it must have been Bnei Rabbi Chiya, who includes Chizkiah ben Rabbi Chiya, that is matir. How do I know that? Because Chizkiah, who was one of the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, had a question like this. The boy Chizkiah, suppose a guy takes an egg, and he sets the egg up in such a way that now it is suitable to worship. It's Humpty Dumpty. And we have Yoshke Pipik on one side and Humpty Dumpty on the other side. Good. And he's going to bow down to it. So what's the din? Mo. Now, we thought that his question was like this. We thought not that he intended to bow down. He did bow down. The Zekifa was to bow down, and then he bowed down, right? So So what's his question? His question is whether Zekifa is considered to be a Maisa in which we have Tfisas Yad Adam, or not. But clearly, if he had not been Zekef the Beitza, the chicken lays an egg, and a guy bows down to the egg, there's no Havamin, it should be Osir. It requires the Zekifa. So that means that the Avanim of the Har, that nobody touches, are not going to be Osir, any more than the egg would be Osir. So you could see clearly that Bnei Rabbi Chiya was the ones that were Matir. Shema Minah Bnei Rabbi Chiya, Dishar. Look, not true. Could be that really Bnei Rabbi Chiya were the ones who asered. And over here, it's talking about where he did not mishtachaveh. Maybe if he had been mishtachaveh la, then afagav de lo zakva would have been asered, just like the rocks that became dislodged from the mountain. Maybe. So then what's he? What are we talking about over here? He wasn't mishtachaveh. That's what we're talking about. So how come I ask you to go to Zakav Beitza leishtachavot? He wants to bow down to it, but he didn't. Veloishtachavela. So now, wait. So what are you asking? Laman, I mean, that we know if you hold that Avodat Kochavim Shal Yisrael is Asura Miyad, so then it's Asur even if you're not mishtachaveh. And if you hold the Mandi Omar, Achitei Aved, so in this case, he wasn't mishtachaveh, so then it remains mutter. And the Zekifa alone is not a problem. So what was he asking, Bichlal? It's not Nogeya. Haloi Polka. No, the case over here is like this. He was Zokev, the Beit Mishtachavotah, was not Mishtachavela, comes along a guy, and he's Mishtachavela. Humpty Dumpty, my God!
So to speak.
So there he is, very happy to have Humpty Dumpty to bow down to. Now, normally an Akum is Mishtachaveh, the subject doesn't belong to me. He can't be Asering something that belongs to Yisrael. I said, Dover Shinashua. But over here, since Lamaisa, the guy is setting it up in order that it be worshipped. So, having opened the Humpty Dumpty church, so now he's very happy to get his first customer. Maybe he'll even make a donation. You never know. So maybe that's considered to be the equivalent. It's like a shlichas. He left it open. Maybe it'll become us. There's nothing to do with the issues that we raised here. This is a big cloud. Ki hodi omer of Yudah omer Shmuel. Yisrael shizakaf leveina leishtachavotla. Now leveina, okay. So we don't have the Humpty Dumpty church. We have the brick church. Yeah, so he's going to bow down to the brick. But he didn't bow down. Comes along Avnovit Kochavi. And he was Mishtachavela. It's Asura. So now, what's his question? If he knows it's Asura, so what is he asking? He's asking like this. Maybe that's only a brick. A brick, you can tell if it's Zokuf. A Beitza, you know the difference. If it's Zokuf, maybe it landed like that. I mean, it's not even Nikr. So maybe over there, Minkras Kifatav de Levenava, Shenken a Beitza lo. Maybe it makes an afkamina if it's a beitza or a levina. Take, fine, but it has nothing to do with us. Completely different issue. So we still don't know whether it's Bnei Rabbi Chiya, was Rabbi Yochanan, who said what. Okay. The boy Rami Bar Chom, another issue. We know that when it comes to the Isser of Nevad as bringing as a korban, so then it affects Govoa, does not affect Hedyot. That we learn out Mina Beima. If the Torah needed to Aser to the Mizbeach, so obviously it's not Aser Bano to the Hedyot. My question is like this, asked Rami Bar Chom. Suppose you bow down to a mountain, not to an animal. So now, does the mountain have the same din? Begabe Hegdish, suppose I want to use now the parts of the mountain to build a Mizbeach. I'm going to take these stones. So what's the halacha? Avanav, ma'al Mizbeach. Can I use these avanim or not? Is the din, yesh nevad ben bechubar etzel gavoad, even though we said there's no nevad etzel hedyot, maybe for the Beis HaMikdash there is, or ain nevad ben bechubar etzel gavoad, or perhaps that's a specific din in a behema. It's right to be brought on the Mizbeah. But there's no din of Nevad for anything else. Or, I'll ask you further. Even if you're ready to tell me, Im tim tzaloma yesh Nevad b'mechubar etzel gavoah, the other issue is there a similarity between bringing something as a direct carbon or something that is used to be machshir the property for bringing a carbon, namely to build a Mizbeach. If I have a Mizbeach, you bring a carbon. But the Torah never specifically addressed in Yonim of the Binyan. It just addressed the actual Havas HaKorban. That's my question. So, Machshire Korban ke Korban dam olo. Says, Rava, I can answer your question. I can bring a Kal v'chomer. Ma etnan shemutar letalush behedyot asur ben bechubar legavoh. Now we know somebody pays a whore by something that's a b'chur b'lekarka. So for a hedyot, it doesn't matter what it is that you gave her, b'chur, non-b'chur. There's no iser in using a harlot's hire for anything. It's perfectly kosher. But to use it for the mizbeach, you can't use. And the halacha over there is that the Torah is not mechalik between b'chur or not b'chur. It just says, Lo tavi etnan zonah mechir kelev. Two, Hashem alokecha, beit Hashem alokecha. So apparently, it's also whether it's mechubar, whether it's talush, right? So you cannot use it anything at all, even if it's mechubar. So therefore, I want to bring you a raya. So there, if the Torah answers it, even though it's only esnan, a nevad, which is more chomo, because a nevad, if it's tolosh, it's osir even to edyot, not only to the Beis HaMikdash. To eino din shasir mechub legavoy, as a kol shekin, it should be osir to the Beis HaMikdash in a case where it's a nevad, even though it's a mechub, because it certainly is going to be better than the din of esna.
Mechub in which case? By the Zara?
Yeah, nevad. Nevad is Avodah Zarah. He worshipped over here the har.
Doesn't come
us. So now the question is, maybe for Govoa it becomes us. We also have a head yet. So we're trying to bring a raya from Esna. That it should be Osir. Amalei Ravuna, brother of Yeshua LaRava. Wait, just hold on a second. You don't have a raya that there's no difference between Mechubar and Tolush. You're saying the Torah didn't say anything about it. Okay, fine. I mean, it's not as if the Pasuk said, Beferish, Lo Shla, Tolush, Lo Shla, Mechubar. So now you have basically a tabula rasa. There's a pasuk. How do you understand the pasuk? Why don't we do the opposite? Let's make a kal v'chomer in the other direction. Why don't we say, O chiluf? Let's say, if nevad, which is osur betolush by edyot, is nonetheless mutter b'mechubar legavoa. And how do I know that? It says Elohim, 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 Elohim. Does it make that difference in that pasuk, whether it's edyot or gavoa? No. Lo shalom edyot, lo shalom gavoa. So my kal v'chomer is that an etnan, which is even mutter for a hedyot, but tolush, so certainly it's going to be mutter b'mechubar legavoah, right? Why should you start in that direction? Let's start in this direction. Because we have two psukim that don't clarify what they're talking about. One is the etnan zonah, doesn't clarify whether it's talking about b'mechubar or b'tolush. The other is the question of Elohim Elohim, doesn't clarify whether it's talking about lehedyot or legavoah. You're asking me about lehedyot or legavoah. You're bringing me a riot from Esnan. I say, let's start the other direction. I'm going to ask you about Esther. I'll bring you a riot for the fact that it says Stam by the making no nafkamina by a nevad between Govor and Hedya. And I know what you're going to tell me. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to say that it says in the Pasuk, after all, Beit Hashem Elokecha. Beit Hashem Elokecha is mashma, that if you pay this whore by giving her a house, so it's also awesome. Beit Hashem Elokecha, I'm not even allowed to use that. That's b'chuber, it's a bayit, and you can't bring it l'gavah. No. Don't try that one on me. Because that, we know that, there's other drushes from that. Mi boile, that pasuk comes to tell me the brighter, the kiritanya. Beit Hashem Elokecha means a paraduma can be brought as an etnan zona. Only that which is coming into the bayit of Hashem Elokecha. Prat leparash in a baal bayit, the verb liyezer. It's another approach. Chachomim ma'imrim, lirabot et harikuim, that even though the things that are being used for the bayit, which they had these pieces of gold that they would use, gold tiles to cover the heichal, even that can't be brought, but it certainly doesn't say anything about mechuber. So that's not the issue. Omar, look, you're missing the point. I've got a kal v'chomer l'chumra. You got a kal v'chomer l'kula. That's the point. So ana kamina l'chumra. You're tining that, well, maybe we should go the other way around and be mater, l'kula. Okay, kula v'chomer l'chumra parchina. We use the kal v'chomer in the direction of chumra. Parchinan is a lashon used by a kal v'chomer, because every kal v'chomer is. Isn't it for sure? Right? The word parchinan is how we express the kal v'chomer. So would it not be a kol shekein? In other words, the direction of the kal v'chomer is called parchinan. Omele Rav Papa LaRava, wait a minute, where do you get that? It's true that if you have, there's certain droshes that we say, let's say a hekesh. Let's say if you have a kula l'chomra, we say l'chomra makshina. So how do you know that that's true of a kal v'chomer? You're telling me, kol echadika kula v'chomer l'kula lo parchina? Now we only go l'chomer, we won't darsha the kal v'chomer l'kula. I don't think that's true. Here, how about this famous example? Hazov a korban pesah. We have a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds l'chomra. The question over there was, it's a really wild case. Shaila is over there, a guy requires hazoya in order to be able to bring his Korban Pesach. Problem was that the day is Shabbos. Hazoya is a shvus min rabbonim because it's similar to tikkun mona. It's like you're being besakin the guy. The question is, shall we be mechayevim in the Korban Pesach and therefore be doichad the rabbonim? Or should we do the, say that, look, it's osur, therefore he can't bring his Korban Pesach. So over there's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we'll darshan l'chumra, as we'll see. We're going to be mechayev of this guy to bring his Korban Pesach and to be over on Hazoyan Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, l'kula, and he potters him. And the way that Rabbi Akiva gets to the fact that he should be l'kula is from a kal v'chomer that he's darshan l'kula. Because what Rabbi Akiva says to him over there is, it's not, hey, Shiv Rabbi Akiva, maybe we should try it the other way around. So Rabbi Eliezer over there tainted, if Shechita, which is a malacha, is Deicha Shabbos to bring a Korban Pesach. So Koshikein Hazoya, which is this in the Rabbana, says Rabbi Akiva the most outrageous thing, which in the end, Rabbi Eliezer curses for fortune, you drop dead, you should be Nishkat, you want to bring me a rye from Shechita, you should be Nishkat. But Rabbi Akiva says to him just the opposite. Maybe we should try it the other direction. And we should say, hey, Shiv Rabbi Akiva, oh, chiluf, let's say if Hazor, which is a shvus, is not Deicha Shabbos, Kol Shekein Shechita shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. Now, obviously, that's insane. Of course, Shechita is Deicha Shabbos. It says, Rabbi Eliezer thinks he's trying to pull his leg. What are you, nuts? What do you mean? You're trying to tell me that we shouldn't darshan the Mayad, the Mayad, in the Torah? I don't understand what you're doing over here. Playing games with me. Shechita, Sheftani. You should die by Shechita. Okay. Lamaisa, Rabbi Akiva seems to be darshaning Lakula from a chiluf. So you see that we are willing to be darish Lakula. No. What, you think Rabbi Akiva really meant this seriously? I mean, it's an insane Kavah Chomer. The maisa happened is that Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten his Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer was the one who taught Rabbi Akiva the Ere Kabbalah, that you're not Deiche Shvus, even for Kakravas Korban, and that you do not do Azoya. And now he forgot. So he wanted to be Deiche Azoya based on the Kavah Chomer from Shechita. Rabbi Akiva didn't want to tell him, Rabbi, you're forgetting what you taught me. So he said something insane, which made it appear that, look, the one thing that's a given is that you cannot be Deiche Azoya. So he figured Rabbi Eliezer would at least give him enough credit not to kill him, but to figure that he knows what he's talking about, and what he's trying to say is that this is a given. Why would it be? Ah, I taught it to him. Of course, it's a given. So he would remember. Unfortunately, he didn't remember. Instead, he thought Rabbi Akiva was making fun of him. Okay, but Lamaisa, Rabbi Akiva's intent was only to remind him. So after Rabbi Akiva, Hasum Rabbi Eliezer Gamri, Rabbi Eliezer had been the one, rather, that had taught Rabbi Akiva the Akele Talmud, and then he forgot. After Rabbi Akiva Latkur, Rabbi Akiva trying to get him to remember what he himself had taught. Vahainu the Omarle, therefore, after Rabbi Eliezer went wild on him, he told him, Rebbe, hold on here. Don't deny what you taught me now that we need it. You know, you're going to leave me hanging up here dry. You were the one who taught this to me. Anyway, so for there, we certainly do not learn out that you could be Dorish Kavah Chomer Lekul. Boy, Rami Bar, coming in another question. Somebody bows down to a pile of grain.
What's wrong with these people?
This is Dagon.
Vegetarian.
Understand, there are people that people bow down to communism. They bow down to religion.
Okay, that's actually logical. It's a pile of wheat, right?
Chicago.
And this is a pile of I won't even say what. So can you use that wheat for minachot? First of all, we have the old question. Yesh. Whether we're assuming, is there such a thing as nevad b'mechuber? Over here it's b'mechuber, it's comma, it's still b'mechuber. Let's assume yesh nevad b'mechuber. Okay. But even if there is, my question is, obviously in order to make a kosher menachos, you're going to have to harvest it, grind it, turn it into solet, and so on and so forth. Yesh shinui b'nevad or ain't shinui b'nevad? Assuming that it would have been also in its natural state. If I grind it up, am I now being matur it for the mizbeach or not? Or it doesn't matter what the shinui is. Omer Mazur, the bread of Nachan, I bring you Raya, Tashma. Kola, assume the government is Mizbeach, Velodotayim Mutarim. Anything which was usher for the Mizbeach, let's say you have a Nevad, a Nirva, the child of such an animal would be Mutar on the Mizbeach. Now, I mean, the assumption is that because it was previously a fetus, and now it's a living separate animal, so that's considered to be a Shinoi, the Shinoi is Mutar. That's what I figure. Vitani Allah, Rebbe Eliezer, sir. Now, it says over there, Rebbe Eliezer answers. So apparently, it's dependent on that machloket, whether yesh shinui for nevad. No, says the Gemara, that's not true. We explain that. Lav itmar lo. Didn't Rebbe Nachman say that Rabba Baravua explained the machloket over there, dafka machloket kishin yirbu lasof ibru? That's dafka if the animals had been used for sex, and then they got pregnant. Over there, the fetus was not involved in the sexual act as part of the mother. But enochinami, if the mother was pregnant at the time, so then the child would have been usher anyway, even though it was born. So apparently everybody agrees there's no shinui. Ibril asof dirbu, dirbeakola is usherin. In which case, I think it would be true over here, because the wheat is clearly exactly the same case as Ibril asof dirbu dami. There's another girsa in this, Ikari Yamre, that he said it himself. Not that somebody said that, wait a minute, didn't somebody? That first he brought the machlokas with Rabbi Eliezer, and he ended it by saying, and the machlokas is dafka kishin nirbu l'sof ibru, avali ibru l'sof nirbu divrek olasur. And this case too, I'm bringing a raya to, aninami ki ibru l'sof nirbu udami. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, it's not the same at all. Why are you saying the same? They're saying a fetus to an animal is wheat to flour? I don't see that that's true. Over there, it's you're saying, well, you've got a grown fetus. So what's the problem? That there's a door slammed in its face. The uterus isn't open. So open the door. I mean, why is that the issue over there? So over there, mikor beima v'ashtveima, dasho de'achide be'anpa, but it's got a door slammed in its face. That changes what it is. Over here, it's a true change, complete shinui. Maybe there is a shinui by nevad. Therefore, we have no raya. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
That's like the mountain, obviously. It doesn't mean that he planted it, but it means that it was planted, it was there, and we bow down to it. So Hatainami, the second case of the Brisa, parallels the first case and basically tells us the same thing that we're talking about. Shalom is not the only Shilalakas, and therefore I want to make it very clear to you, says Rapshashis to the Tana, that you must be saying this Brisa, leave it a sheep in the nursery here. Now, the question we have is, what about something that was initially in the Chumash, and now it's loose? So we have an Avnei Har Shemigdal Delu. We have the stone of the mountain, but the stone of the mountain oftentimes shatters when it goes down. Is that considered to be also a Mechubah at this point, or is it like anything else? And this is a Maslokas B'nei Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, we saw very often, as you heard of a Tiskiya, Rabbi Yosef, it's important to remember now, because we're going to be a pariah from Tiskiya, Rabbi Yosef. So the name Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, Chada Ma Asura, the Chada Ma Mutur, one says if it's worship, it's Asura, one says if it's worship, it's Mutur. Now, it doesn't say who's supposed to have it, we don't know yet. like another Mandiyama Mitzvot, what is the reasoning to say that it should be still Mutar? Because basically it's Teha. Mahar She'im Bot Pisat Yidei Adam Mutar, Afani She'im Behim Pisat Yidei Adam Mutar. The point over here is that there's no place that a human is really involved in having any type of Shemitah. So, and that's really the issue. When we talk about the things that the Torah excluded from the Israel of the Jewish people, what do we find? Things that are a part of the earth, the Harim, and we find things that are Baalei Chayim. We remind it from the Israel Lehedrot, we remind it from the fact that the Torah actually is in the Israel. Now, both of those things, there's a commonality there, as the Gemara is going to show. The commonality is that a human has no part in the being of that thing, of the life the human has under the life, and the structure of the planet the human being has nothing to do with. So those two issues seem to be expressed here as well. It's difficult. Literally, it's been attached, and it's closed off. And, the human did nothing to this, and it cannot do anything. So therefore, he is saying that it has the same thing as the mountain itself. And just like the ha, doesn't that seem to be a day on time? And it's not this, so this too is no different. But couldn't you say, Nala Hasha came with the bar? It's all very nice to say that that's the meaning. Maybe the reason that the ha is different is because it's all part of the solid earth itself. And shouldn't you know the year the rock has already rolled off, so it's not part of the earth? You can't say that's the meaning. Because after all, the Torah also said that a behema does not become us. And so what are you going to say? Behemoth is attached to the earth? It's not attached to the earth. So behemoth or fiat? Well, the Ma'alav HaMishim Ba'alat Chayim, the reason is because the behemoth is alive. So there's the Mayat, something that's alive. But again, if you take a look for the elegant solution, you want to look for the common denominator, you're going to say, that's the Harios here. The mountain is not alive. The Chazar HaDin, so what we do in this case is we try to find the common denominator between the two elements. In this case, the elements are mountains and animals. So, lo di zekri zeh, lo di zekri zeh. Tzad asher zeh shebehem. What's the common denominator? She'im behem to be sat yadavah. Basically, a human being is not considered to be tuchus on them in any way. In the top. And it's considered a mutter, and therefore, I say anything else similar to it, even an evidence mutter, there is a difference. How do you know that that's the common denominator? Maybe the common denominator is that those things which are in their pristine natural state do not become us. But if they're not in that pristine state, then they do become us. Couldn't you say, Mala Tzara Shavei Shavei Shekein Lomish Taminu Vyatam? Hashem came the rock, which used to be part of the mountain, and now it's cracked back. It's no longer in a pristine state. It's natural, it's really not pristine. So how do you know to say that Tfisat Yad Adam is the common denominator, as soon as there's a much more fundamental common denominator? Well, that's true. Okay, so let me change my argument a moment. What I'll say the common denominator I want to look for over here is a Behima Ba'al Admum. The Behima Ba'al Admum is certainly not in a pristine state any more than a broken rock, right? And, okay, so that Behima Ba'al Admum, nonetheless, the Torah certainly does not distinguish between the Ba'al Admum and non Ba'al Admum. Tell me what the Behima is, become a student, and it's a problem, okay? So I'm going to take that as my example. You take a Behima that has a moon in it, and a mountain, or do it the other way around. Take a Behima that is pristine and it's Tama, and take a mountain that has changed in the sense that it's no longer pristine. You had a tree, and the tree dried up. Dried up, it's still Mechubar and everything, it's just a fundamental element of the mountain. But pristine it? It isn't. So, Ilan Yavesh. Now here, by the way, I'm just going to point out to you a very interesting thing, that here is really the focus of the Machlokas. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosis that we talked about yesterday as to whether the question Tfisat Yad Adam when it came to the tree we were talking about yesterday that we were in Elam when it was in the Ta'o. We said yesterday Rashi says that the nature of the sun, the Yadadamut, that he holds the tree's seed. And Tosa said, no, it's not the seed that's the nature, even if it is the tree itself. And that's because over here, Rashi is forced into this position. And so he thinks, because he says that, look, I mean, why is this considered to be, at least according to this review, it's considered to be a tusa? And he doesn't agree with the sun. That is considered to be a tree, right? Because otherwise we should say, look, I mean, this one, according to Rav Danan, who argued, and in our mission, they argue on the sheet of the verse we just did, and they say that, fine, in them to be self, they are done. But that's okay. But how about if you hold according to the Yasmin Yehuda? He says that you do have a tree, on the tree. How can we use the tree as an example? And he says, right here, Rashi, that when he says that you have a tree on the tree, again, tusa doesn't mean the ability to hold it. You have the ability to hold these stones too. I mean, the evidence to God. At least it's talking about that or something like that. But it means you don't have any existential hold over it. There's no way for you to build such a thing, make such a thing, do anything for you to do it. And that, says the Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, you do have when it comes to planting. Because planting is being Johnny Appleseed, so you have a tree on it. But if you take a tree that already exists, And then you move it from one place to another. That's not called tusa. That's how Rashi understood it, and that's why he limited all discussion yesterday to the actual tusa of the garden. Now, Shane Kintosis points out that that doesn't make any sense, because if you say that, then the obvious explanation of the Eloheim al-Harim or Tachat Kolei Tzra'anan is that the Tachat Kolei Tzra'anan is referring to that particular thing. An eighth round, and there was already a tree when you planted it, as I could say, why wouldn't that, even if you were just living in it, that would be your question. It's so obvious. Why did the Gemara end up with a problem? Therefore, Tosfos Tain is that, in actuality, a tzvisa of a living tree that you replant is called a tzvisa. And the machlokas is based on whether that becomes bottle. Once the tree takes root and is now considered to be part of the earth, what you did is no longer part of the tree. The tree is not part of the earth. And that's the Machlokes to Rabbanim and the Yosef Rebbe Yehuda according to Tosfos. And then the Tosfos Masters again here, which is why I mention it once again, because this is really the focus of the Machlokes. But anyway, getting back to the Mandiyamah, we don't know who it is, either Rebbe Yochanan or the name Rebbe Yehuda, the Mandiyamah says that its mutter insists that we learn it out from the Tzad HaShava, and we look for the common denominator between either a non-pristine tree that has dried out and a pristine animal, or a non-pristine animal, namely has a moon, and a pristine mountain. In both of those cases, you can't come along and say that the common denominator is the fact that it is unchanged from its original state. In both cases, we have one of the examples of what's changed from its original state. Umandiyasa. So what about the other mandiyama? This is a powerful argument. He says you're right. It is a powerful argument. And if it hadn't been that the Pasuk specifically came along to tell me not to make this argument, I would have made it. But since it says, Shakes to Shakitsenu, Vita'if to Ta'avenu, what is the point of the repetition? Shakitsenu Vita'avenu. The point of the repetition is to tell me, the Afagav the Atam Yidina Lehetera, it's telling me that wherever you have an opportunity to make a drasha in the Yeshua of Avodas Kosovit, do not darshan it lehetzer. Lo tasha. Why? Because shakets the shakatsenu anyway. Ta'if the ta'avenu anyway. And only the specific cases that the Torah mentions, the har and the behema, are meant to be the exclusions, as in Zerat HaKatuf, and you can't make a common denominator on it. Now, we still don't know who said what. So, the Gemara Pustayim, the B'nai Rebisiyah, the Shorot, we can prove from elsewhere that the ones who were matir were not with Yochanan, but rather with the children of Rebbe Yehuda. Why? The boy is Sistia, now Sistia, who was one of the many Rebbe Yehuda. So Sistia himself asked, and here we're going to see what his assumptions were, he asked, what's it mean if you take an egg, and you zokeh besam yishtachavotah, you set the egg up in such a way that it's now special, it's not just an egg lying on the table, and in order to bow down to it. Now, we thought that what he was asking is, the fact that but the question was, does that act remove it from its state of pristine eggness? And now that I have set it up, it's now the egg with a capital E. And now, if I egg you on to the over that what is the chavim on it, that considers to be a meaningful act, or otherwise it would be the same as bowing down to a mountain, okay, to an animal. That's what we thought. Now, so he's asking the chavim boiler. Clearly, his question then would have been Isaac Tata. Putting it up in this fashion, is that considered to be a meaningful act to be called for such a day or not? But if it wouldn't be for the Zikifah, Abelozaka, for sure no mitzvah. Now why not? It's not an animal, and it's not a mountain. So obviously he holds that if there's not a Tzvishat Yidei Adam, again, clearly you can hold an oath, but that's not the issue, but you can change an oath. You can do something to the way you are. So it wouldn't have been us, Shmamin Abnei Rebis Yevashot. It's obvious then that Chizkiah, together with his brother, had this Shaila, and therefore they must be the ones who had been matir in the case of the pristine state, or the extended idea of the common denominator that we have over here. No, a carrot for sure is Tzvishat Yidei Adam, because you pick it. In other words, when you are involved in this thing's coming into its presence, my son, but the egg is not long enough. That's a very good question. Maybe I'm not capable of understanding this particular point, but as we get further on in the beginning of how does that the truth get prepared for what it is, we probably want to take a look at it. So, apparently, the Nehra this year is a show. It could be that the Nehra this year were ones that were asking. What is the question of the year? You made a wrong assumption. You thought that the question was, is this considered to be a thesis of the Shtachavaya? Would then answer it. That wasn't the question. Nobody ever bowed down to it. All he did was he set it up. Now, the question was, we'll see in a moment, his issue was, in a case of Ishtakavala, so maybe they would have said that it's not considered to be similar to the mountain. And even if he hadn't brought it, stuck it up like it would be also. In the case of Israel was, who said he ever bowed down to it? And he said, so what are you asking about that for, man? Lamar, who do you hold like? You don't mind doing that, but that's what the Rupshah is telling us to run the yard. The professor, if you all did is that once a Jew decides something as an Avodah Shkokhavim, even if it's the great egg, so then that makes it also at that moment, so then that's your answer. If you all like the other Mandiyama, the other Mandiyama Ashite Aved, that no, it only is also once it is worship. The fact that he intends to worship it doesn't mean anything, even if it's out. So then in this case, hello folks, I didn't worship it. I'm like, what are you making if like this is a unique case? I mean, there's an infinity of cases. Well, specifically, don't you know, Tav Bezal Ishtachavot Lav, Lo Ishtachavela, Uba Oved Kochavim Ishtachavela. Our question is that actually this guy set up the aid to bow down to it, never did, and then a goy came along, and the goy bowed down to it. That's our question. And the issue that we want to know in this case, normally, if a guy would come along and bow down to something of mine, so that wouldn't be sir, because you can't ask for something that I didn't allow you to ask. It's my thing. Well, who cares what you do? Think it over here. My question is, the source is a couple of days. If you take a brick that normally is on its side, it's open. And now, if you were in the stack of that book, you set it up as a god, and the Ovid Kefadin comes along and he bows down to it, it's us. So my question was, perhaps, and you'll know, but perhaps what the Beit HaMikdash is saying, in this case, Tishpia, probably you would agree with him, because of the later on, we would go through and say the same Shita. Because he was asking, was the statement of Rabbi Yehuda limited now to Levina? Because Levina is Minkas, but it is very evident when Levina is up in a very unnatural state for Levina. I see that that's, I mean, it's a big thing, and it's noticeably zokate. But Beit Shah, it happened to land it, and we didn't know that it was a coup. So, maybe it really doesn't make any difference. Take it. By the way, there's a whole ceremony that's very popular in New York City. One day a year, the day that you vote for Beit Shah, it's a whole legend that there's a particular day of the year in which you can vote it a Beit Shah without any support. And there's only one such day. It's an incredible legend. And it ends up working. I wrote a whole analysis of how it works. It has to do somehow with the people's belief that it's worth trying and holding this position long enough. I forgot the physics of it. Because it was a whole, gosh, I wish I could know. I was so into a whole beautiful article about it. And then I saw an article in American Heritage of Technology of artificial ones that were made in such a way that they had little weights inside that people could be fooled into thinking that the person had been zoked the base of it, no matter what you would do, they would always go back up right again. But you had to know how to shake it first. You know, they had like these curious little tubules and but anyway, I don't know if the wife not Minkra, it's a big fad to try to be zoked the base of it absolutely anyway. But anyway, the question was, Yom HaLoshanah, basically, so Lamai said that, and we don't know, so we no longer know, because we can't prove now who asked that. Why would the, why would we buy Chana? HaMishtachar El-Ahar, Avanav Mahu Yimizbeh. How about, I mean, we know that there's a din, let's say when it comes to a behemah, by a behemah, even though the behemah does not become also for head yoke, but we learn out of a pasuk, that Mina Behemah tells me that a Ne'avad is also for a korban for the Beis HaMikdash, even though for a regular person it remains mutar. My question is actually a two-stage question. First of all, I want to know, Yesh Ne'avad b'mechubar etzah gavoha, or a Ne'avad b'mechubar etzah gavoha? My first question is there such a thing as an Isser of Ne'avad when it's mechub? We know there's an issue of nevad legavoa, when it's a lie, and that is, there were two categories, remember, that we defined, live things and mechubah things. Now, it doesn't say anything in the Torah about mechubah things, but it does say, don't bring an animal that has been bowed down to, right? Even though you yourself could use it, but you can't use it for the mizbeah. Can I make an extension and say the same thing would be true in terms of mechubah? Now, obviously, there's no mechubah animals in the ground of Mizbeah, but there are mechubah mountains that are brought as in Mizbeah. Because somewhere or other, I've got to take the stones for the Mizbeah. If somebody worships the mountains and where I want to take the stones, then those stones should be then usher to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe because there's another step that I have to consider of you. Because let's even say, in Tinsalomar, Yesh Ne'avad b'mechubar etzo gavoa. I mean, the issue is bringing it as a korban, is bringing it as the mizbeach itself on which I'm going to bring the korban. Is that just as usher as the korban or not? That's my next issue. So, in Tim Salomar, if you want to tell me that indeed there is such a thing as a ne'avad, the mizbeach, and the loa, that the mountain itself, in terms of the Beit HaMikdash, does become usher. And the reason for such a thing would be, as we'll see, that it says by Etnan, it says Beit Hashem HaMikdash, because you can't even do something for the violence itself. So that would be the reason we would say that. So then Makshirei Korban perhaps could be for Korban, don't you? That would be the same as bringing it for Korban. Oh, let's do that. That's my question. Two stages. My brother Kalva Korban says, well, it's obvious to me. If an Etnan should mutarga Talushua Hedyot, is a Surban Mishkudan Lavok, look, you're not allowed to bring the etnan of a prostitute to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, an individual has absolutely no problem with this book. There's no issue. There's no possibility of somebody touching any element of Israel as a head yod. It's only to the Beit HaMikdash. It's a fixed thing of us. And nonetheless, when it's us, it's us in any form. It's us even when it's the bottom. It doesn't say, that doesn't say specifically something that's metalzalim. It just says, lota v'yetz banzana. And it says, even Beit Hashem lotacham. And that means even for the binyan bayit, right? So apparently, it's also a civil God that the lot of Vietnam is not a great fellow. Lot's not a lot, lot's not a lot, but it doesn't matter. But that doesn't say what it is, but that doesn't matter. So a pasuk that's written stop is also for the Beit HaMikdash. So the Kal Vachomer is that a Nevad, which is also the Tolush Le'Ediot, something that is Nevad, if it's Tolush, it's not a regular thing that I bow down to, would become usher even not for the Beit HaMikdash. So Kol Shekein, if it's Mechuvah, it should be usher but Mechuvah L'Gemara. Very simple Kal Vachomer. Homily was in a great way to Shura Raza. Well, it's a very interesting Kal Vachomer, but it's all based on the assumption that when the Pasuk is written Stam, that you take the Stam first as being any and all cases, and then you turn around and you make a Kal Vachomer based on that assumption. But if you want to do that, I could take this whole thing and twist it around in the other direction and use it to prove the opposite contention. Oh, chilu, maybe we should do it this way. We should say, if a ne'evad, which of course is even for a hedyot, also if it's not alive, and if it's not a mahazi. So, nonetheless, now again, I'm going to make the same assumption today, but we should take a stam pasuk and say, doesn't matter, so it's supposed to be so. When the pasuk said, Elohim, 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 did it say, but I don't mean that for the Beit HaMikdash. No, it said, that's the rule. Something that's before is not considered to be us. Right? So if that's the case, so Mechuvah L'Gavola is Mutter. It's a stam pasuk, lo shna le'ediot, lo shna le'gavola. Etnan shemutar betalush le'ediot. So then, certainly, the etnan zonah, which is, and has no issue for a non-hedrish person. So should obviously be mutar b'mechuvah le'gavola. I know your objection, right? Your objection is, isn't that the whole point of saying, lo tavi etnan zonah, beit Hashem elokecha? That even for the bayit, which would mean that if it was mechuvah, that you can't build the house out of it, or if the house itself was what was given, then that itself would be possible. No, who's to say that that's what Beit Hashem Elokecha means? I can give you plenty of other options. Maybe Beit Hashem Elokecha mi boilei l'kiretanya. Beit Hashem Elokecha prat l'para she'eno ba'al abayit. How about a paradima? Is a paradima kosher if it was given as a harlot hire? Yes, says Rabbi Eliezer. Why is it kosher? Because it says, "Lo tavi etnan zonah beit Hashem elokecha." The Torah is never brought to the bayis. It's shechted on Har HaZeitim. So that's a good thing to learn from beit Hashem elokecha. You don't like that? I'll give you another thing. Tachom emorim l'rabot et harikuin. On the contrary, what's coming to me is that even things that are used as mere decoration, they used to have these plates of gold that were put over there, even Rikuin, Beit Hashem Elokecha, don't bring it for the Bible if it was used as a Netzan Zomah. Whatever. But I mean, why, if you're going to start making assumptions that a Pusik means across the board without any distinction, so I can prove the opposite conception? On my way, you have to say what? Absolutely. But, I mean, bottom line is, Anakamina Lachoma, Vat Anatapula. I mean, the bottom line is that out of this Kal Vachomer, I'm Darshan Kuma. But it should be us. So you're Darshan Kula. The rule is, Kula Vachomer, Lachoma Parchim. That if you've got a Kal Vachomer, a very interesting side note over here, the word Parchinan. As I said, we usually say that Lachoma Parchinan. This is Parchinan. Parchinan means to ask a question. Rashi explains that every Kal Vachomer is called Parchinan. Why? Because it's always said as a question. No question, is that it? So it's a pure sense. If you look at it, so if if you have a way in which to be Darish, Darish is Lechuma. Amalei Afapa L'Rava, is that true? I'm not so sure that that's true. I'll bring you some examples otherwise. Say you never make a kavakoma in the other direction. We had exactly this type of strange situation in which people were making opposite assumptions and reaching opposite conclusions in terms of the kavakoma in the famous machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva, in which Rabbi Eliezer ended up telling Rabbi Akiva, you know, Akiva, you want to bring a riot from Shkita, you should drop that from Shkita. And he was very angry at him because Rabbi Akiva was doing strange things in the Mishnah, asking weird questions. Now, it turns out the reason that Akiva was doing it because he didn't want to embarrass the Rebbe. Rabbi Eliezer had forgotten his own words, but he had taught Rabbi Akiva that Hazah, you're not Dolcha Hazah on Shabbos. That's the word. Somebody is coming in. And he needs to do the Hazoya on Shabbos in order to become Torah, to be able to bring his present Pesach. So Rabbi Eliezer had taught that you don't do a Hazoya. It's not Dolcha Shabbos, if it's necessary to do the Hazoya before, because there's no B'moah though. There's a Shrita, there's a B'moah. He said, what? He forgot it. So he wanted to pass, and Rabbi Eliezer, there's no problem, go ahead and do the Hazoya. Then the guy will be tired, he'll be able to bring his Kavu Tomer. And Rabbi Akiva starts making these funny Kavu Tomer, in which he tells Rabbi Eliezer, maybe we should be opposite, maybe we should say that if Hazoya is also, Kosham Shrita should be also, because it's crazy. So Rabbi Eliezer says to him, what the heck are you talking about? What do you mean? Shkita also, what? The parish of Pesach and the oath of the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva keeps pushing until finally Rabbi Eliezer just loses it and curses Rabbi Akiva. And then Rabbi Akiva reminds him that this was his own argument. So Lemaitre, since that was the case, obviously he went from the Dolcha to the Hazoya because it wasn't Rabbi Akiva didn't really mean it. And he was only trying to remind him gently without embarrassing him. But on the surface, it appeared that Rabbi Akiva was taking the Kavakoma, making opposite function, and trying to learn out one direction, the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer's direction. So, what about Hazara Pesach? Well, we have the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And so Rabbi Eliezer holds Lechuma, that's V'chayev the guy now, the Karban. So he tines that if Shchita is Dolcha Shabbos, so Kosher came to Hazoya, which is only us from the Rabbana, should certainly be Dolcha Shabbos, and it'll be Chayev and a Karban Pesach, that's a Chumra. And Rabbi Akiva over there darshens the Kula, and he says, but just the opposite, you should say, Ochiluf, that if Hazoya is in Dolcha, Kosher and Shchita shouldn't be Dolcha. And over there, Rabbi Akiva says, Lekula, and he says, the guy's part of the Karban Pesach, it doesn't do Hazoya. And that was based upon Rabbi Akiva Lekula. It's not Heshiva Rabbi Akiva Ochiluf. They reached together the other way around. Maybe we should say, Ma Hazor Shivu Shum Shavuos Ein Dolcha Shabbos. If Hazoya isn't Dolcha Shabbos to be Machayev the guy from Pesach, so if Shchita would have to be done on Shabbos, which was out of Pesach, so Kol Shekein it shouldn't be done. And then it's a derisive of Kol Shekein. So he's like, well, come on, you know, Rabbi Akiva have been done that. Also Rabbi Yezid Demarei, Gamre, Rabbi Eliezer had taught that din for Rabbi Akiva about Hazoya. The Yakele Talmud, and he had forgotten his own Yuba. The Yasa, Rabbi Akiva Le'akure. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to remind him by saying something absurd, thinking, naively, that Rabbi Eliezer would believe, of course, Rabbi Akiva can't be crazy. He must be trying to tell me something, but no, Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Akiva, you have your time to come by, you should have your head cut off. It's always dangerous to assume that other people are going to think you're not crazy. And he said, and in the end, the Ein of the Amalei, that's why Rabbi Akiva turned around after he told the Beshkita to him, he said, ha, you want to use Shkita in this crazy way. So he says, Rabbi, out that thing, the Shatabim, that's the Kubalim in Mincha, has the Ashvut, the Ein of the Shabbat. Basically, you're the one who told me that Hazaya is not the Shabbat. Okay, so that certainly doesn't do anything. I mean, there's no real location where we're going to darshan Lekula, where we're going to darshan Lekula from the Kampa. Boy, Rami Barchana. Hamishtachar lekomach kipum. Mahu, the question over here, somebody who bows down to growing wheat. Mahen leminafre. Can you use that wheat after you cut it and grind it and so on? Can you use that wheat for him? Do we say yes, shinui b'ne'evad, or ain't shinui b'ne'evad? Do we say in having changed its tzura from its original avoda that we did to it, that we made a shame and had to reward? We have to. We've got mincha, of course. And that's cut it off the ground. Omer Marzuki, but we're not from Toshima. Kol ha'asurim, we've got a rubeach, vladotei and mutarim. Mutami Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, also. So there it's talking about something is also, say, this case, a mukta, or nevad manesh, in this case. So even the vlad is considered to be according to Eliezer, is considered to be also. So now the assumption, assuming now for a moment that we're talking about a pregnant animal now, that somebody bowed down to, we're saying that according to the Tanakh, it's mukta because the birth itself changes the status of an animal, from being a fetus and a part of the mother to being an independent animal, which shows you that Yeshinu the Nevad is a makot. Basically, the Tanakhama holds Yeshinu the Nevad, therefore the blood is mutter, and according to Rambam, an ancient the Nevad. No, it's just a good answer. That wasn't a makot. Did we not learn an explanation that makot is the Nakhama Rabbi Abu says, makot is Kishinu, but we are the soul Hebrew. The question over there has nothing to do with Yeshinu the Nevad. The question has to do with Zevzeh Goyim. But the question is, the mother, let's say, had been sodomized. So now, the mother gets pregnant. Oh, Shiloh, we said before, if it's sodomized, it didn't get pregnant. The mice are supposed to be talking about that, but it's the Chashar, it wasn't going to happen anyway. But it now gets pregnant, and the question is the growth of the fetus, because it comes from a mother that's also, and requires that mother, so Zevzeh Goyim would be us. And we said, but still, since fetus can't grow without having been first fertilized, it requires Zevzeh Goyim. And Zevzeh Goyim would be mutter. But that's the machlokas, because that has nothing to do with our sugya of Shinra. In this case, it was evil or something to do. However, if the animal had been pregnant at the time, so in our case, it was being pregnant at the time that it was never, give that to Allah, Surin. It would certainly be also going to everybody. So I just said to my quote, the Hakinami people in Southern Europe, I mean, our case, that your Hesed over here is similar to the case of the Chitim, is the same case. The Chitim obviously were around, you worship the Chitim, now it changed by grinding it up. And that's still also according to everybody. Ikinami, there was another Lashon in which Rav Zutra was bringing this Raya himself. And he said, it's missing these words, which is the crazy, the most important part. And he himself said the words, Ve'itma'Allah, and we learned on this, not that we asked on him, didn't we learn on this? But we learned, Ve'itma'Allah, Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, Machlokes, Kishinirbu, Abbasaf, Ibu, Abbasaf, Ibu, Abbasaf, Ibu, Dibre Akol, Aser, Vahaninami, Kibu, Kibu, Abbasaf, Ibu, Abbasaf, Ibu, we're now at the same point. We just got the two different ways, one by a question and answer process, and one by the desire of bringing this himself as the explanation. In any event, the Gemara's response is, I don't understand what this has to do with President of China anyway. Because it's two completely different issues. What are you telling me? That everybody would be mowed in the case that the animal was pregnant at the time that the issue was done, that it's not a shinui, and that therefore ain't shinui the nevad. Maybe it's because the birth of the fetus is not a shinui. But grinding up wheat and turning it into flour is a heck of a big shinui. Now you bring a riot from one to the other. Harsi Hashem, please. Harsi me, Karabahima Vashtabu. Before, when it was a fetus, it was an animal. Now it's an animal. What's the problem? It has a door locked in its face. It's stuck in the leaves. It can't get out from the mela. So that changes it in its essence. But also, me, Karabahima Vashtabu. Here it's completely changed. Before it was a plant, and now it's a flower. No relationship that you can see at all in the flowers of the original plant. Maybe over there, what's the kind of the relationship?